This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. When I was at SHOT Show, I got to watch a bunch of guys get out there, and they both made, they both roasted marshmallows, and then they blew up an RV. And my guest is one of those people that did that. He is the owner, operator of Sentinel Concepts, the former president, I believe, of Magpul Dynamics. I'm not sure, but I always get that one wrong. But he goes by the nickname of Yeti, and I think he really should. I think you should probably sue the cooler company and make sure you get to keep that. Joined now from Wyoming by Steve Fisher. Good evening, sir. Have I got him? Are you there? Okay.
I am here.
Did you at least hear all that nice stuff I said about you?
Yeah, I did. Actually, on the Magpul thing, I was one of the lead trainers over there for quite a while. And then,
okay.
When everybody left, it was just me, but there was always somebody way higher than I.
Okay, well, you know.
But it's cool. I'll take it. Yeah, I was the...
Given your height, I find that hard. I think you should have been the El Presidente. Now, you're in Wyoming. What are you doing in Wyoming?
Actually, I'm in Arizona.
Oh.
I am on my way to California to go teach for the next couple of days, next 4 days.
I saw the post in Wyoming, and now that I'm looking at it, it's talking about 2019. I guess I should read the whole thing, right? Yeah. Anyway. Let's in your colored history, you have trained teachers from time to time, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
How adept are they at picking up the craft?
Actually, a lot of them very well. Some not so much, you know, timid, shy, hesitant, but understanding. Others picked it up quite naturally, believe it or not. And they understood the reasons why.
Now, when you're talking about that, I mean, that is to be found in any class, right? It's just not going to be just the teachers alone. It's
sure.
A lot of newcomers would probably come to somebody like you, and there's going to be some that just take to it, and there's going to be others that probably need to take the handgun and go try to get their money back, right?
You know, there are some. That's why they're there. You know, they're obviously to get that education, to get that learning, and that's a good thing. You know, especially proper learning. That's really the key here, but... Everybody has a point, but I was pleasantly surprised at the groups of teachers that I have taught in the past.
I was just startled by something that happened on my end. I don't know if you heard it. I hope not.
No.
Now, with the teachers that you have taught, have they come to you with the understanding that once they completed your training, that they were going to be carrying guns in school, or why did they come to you for training?
I was contracted out by a student of mine who was heavily involved in the educational system. So I had went to one place, and then word had kind of spread. So one of them was actually a church with a school attached to the private school. And then the other one was a public school.
Did they end up carrying guns in the public school?
They ended up carrying guns. It was approved by their school board. It was approved by, you know, the city council, a smaller district, not a very big major district. But we had challenges. I mean, not going to lie about it. There were challenges to be overcome. And a lot of this has been talked about, but and a lot of it hasn't. So the first issue I had to address was obviously their ability to shoot, manipulate the gun, accuracy standards, shooting on the move, all these other things. Once we got through that, we needed to also get into the understanding that clothing was an issue for a lot of them, depending on how they dressed and what they were wearing.
Right.
Also was the proximity and their interactions with students. So we opted at the time to mount safes in the school, in the classrooms, either via the walls or to the desks. Bolted them down, had them locked down, skipped to the biometric safes at the time because of a lot of factors and went straight to keyed ones and other particulars that we were involved in this program, including medical, which was very important. So there was a lot of thought that went into this and a lot of months of work on both sides of the house, mine and theirs. And it's still going on to this day.
Right. Now, have you ever been asked to design a defensive strategy for a school or a church?
Yes. Yes, I have.
So what does the Fisher defensive strategy? We got about 3.5 minutes left in this segment. Can you describe the overview of it in 3.5 minutes?
The overview of it was obviously a lot of the mindset, what to look for, having kind of a portfolio of the troubled individuals that may or may not be back to the school, ones that were, you know, expelled from the school, including former employees as well. That was a mainstay starting point of it, was to identify those problems for those particular individuals and to kind of work through that issue and then getting into the fact of either metal detectors, door locks, you know, the weapon security, how they were going to be employed, when they should be employed. So it was very in-depth about giving the whole thing away.
That's interesting about trying to identify who the possible threats might be, the known threats. Once they put that little portfolio together, which sort of sounds like what just happened in Parkland, Florida, where they have obviously had a portfolio on this guy, but they didn't do anything with the portfolio as far as, you know, they knew he was maybe going to be the one to do it, but he still ended up being the one to do it. Was there something in place to keep that from metastasizing and actually taking place?
It was an attempt, and eight attempts to stay in touch with some of the family members involved. Watching social media outlets that were linked to those individuals and keeping in good contact with the local law enforcement agencies.
So you had a little intel operation going on. Yeah, you had a little intel go. Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, the prudent person would do that. And they didn't have to do that in Parkland, and they still failed. They still have reams of stuff on him. But just out of curiosity, did you recommend things like a uniform pistol to be the one they carried, with a uniform ammo to be the one they carried? And
the ammunition, yes. As far as the handguns went, no. I left that up to the individuals because they were not going to, you know, spend the money, obviously, to arm all the teachers, per se. So that was up to the individuals. We had certain caliber, you know, that we looked at. We had, you know, types of models that fit everybody. But generally speaking, you know, across the board, it was up to the individual as long as it's a quality firearm.
Did they have any sort of communications?
The communications were basically direct links to, there was an intercom system in the church. So,
you know, thinking about that, that's not a bad way to communicate, letting, if there's an active shooter in there, saying, yeah, we know where he's at, and we're about to close in on him. I can see his back now. He ought to be twitching like a puppet here just in a second.
That would be so nice.
Yeah. Is that what is in place with the teachers that you taught and the churches you've taught? Is that the Fisher program? Is that already in place in certain venues?
The ones that I've worked with, they mainly have, at the time they were running a lot of the, you know, FRS, rechargeable type radios that the school already had. So, you know, that wasn't a big deal.
Right.
And so that was already in play. Now, today, it's not as much of a priority for me as it is getting the place more secured and people set up more like a home defense scenario to just lock the classroom down and be prepared for entry.
There you go. Coming up on the first break, my guest today is Steve Fisher. He is the chief cook and bottle washer at Sentinel Concepts, where they are committed to bringing their students through the most current and relevant firearms training based on their personal needs. No two classes will have the same curriculum, as each class will be based on the students and their training goals in each class. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. I just like that bump. This is Lock and Load. And I am talking to the Yeti, Steve Fisher, making his way to California. What is it like? How do you travel to California? Do you fly? Do you drive? How do you fly? How do you get out of there?
I'm kind of on the Whirlwind Road Tour again. I'm on another, 30-day cycle here, so I'm just kind of traveling all over the country driving.
Right. Does that make it simpler? I mean, like, when you go to California to train, now I know you have a badge. Does that make taking the stuff that you take with you easier to do?
You know, I don't even use that. My particular setup with that, I don't even bother with that. There's ways to come in that are allowed for, like, training cycles and stuff like that. So there's certain rules to follow through DOJ and everything that you have to go through, but it's a pretty easy hoop for the most part. But with some of the new current stuff that's going on, in the next year, who even knows there?
Will you be stopping by Agency Arms and filling up your trunk?
I would love to.
Well, I mean, you're an asset. I mean, I would think they need stuff to get out there and be assetting with, right?
Yeah, I'm sure I'll probably get up there at some point here right after the class. You can get up there and see the guys. It's going to be a good time to get up to the factory and see the shop, And
if somebody were to come to you and they know what you are and who you are and everything else, and they're saying to you, Steve, I just want to carry a good gun for self-defense. I want it to be this type of gun. What type of gun do you think is going to be the most prevalent type of weapon somebody's going to ask you about that you would recommend they carry for self-defense?
It generally comes down to modern semi-automatic pistols that we have available to us today, and generally a 9mm.
Right.
And there's many good choices. Not all guns have to be Glocks. Not all Glocks are right for everybody. Regardless of what the internet says.
Right.
There's a lot of good quality guns out there. There's everything from, Smith & Wesson M&P 2.0 series to Walther, to FN, to SIG, to Glock. There's just, H&K, there's so many of them. And even Ruger, So there's a gun to fit everybody's budget that is good quality that will do exactly what they need. So I think it'll be, they'd be pretty easy, to throw a rock and hit one that they like.
Yeah. Now, one gun that you didn't mention that I know you have a particular affinity for.
The 1911.
I know definitely that one. That's not the one I was talking about. I'm talking about the CZ. PO9?
The PO9, PO7s are great guns. Absolutely fantastic, fantastic pistols. They're kind of getting a little bit overshadowed now by the P10C from CZ, which is another great gun in the polymer world. I'm a big fan of the PO9, PO7 series of guns from CZ. I absolutely think they're probably one of the most accurate pistols out of the box in the polymer gun.
I've been carrying around a PO9 here lately because the combination of capacity and just I just like how strictly utilitarian it is when you pull it apart and look at it. You're like, there's nothing in here. It's just, just the part that needs to shoot the bullet thingy. So, Now you, however, have had, I know you've had one PO9. Where did you send that to? That I don't remember the kid that you were demonstrating it with, but you guys were just having a party on that range that day. Where did you send that gun to?
Cajun Gunworks.
Okay.
Yep, Cajun Gunworks. Those boys down there do an amazing, amazing job on the CZs, as well as the CZ Custom Shop. But I generally just stick to the boys over at Cajun Gunworks.
Right. The thing I like about them is they actually have associates and satellites out there that are authorized to do their work. And we've got one here locally. And I'm thinking about taking my PO9 and saying, hey, put one of those Cajun Gunworks triggers in there. Will I like that if I do that?
God, you will absolutely love it. You will love it.
Right. I have been considering that. Now, let me shift a little bit. We got a few minutes left in this. Let me shift a little bit.
Sure.
Now, you and I are both, you're taller, I'm bigger, okay? For students that come to you that have never done things like, do you have classes where you're training everybody where they're wearing, as Mr. Higdon would call it, the full battle rattle?
Oh, yeah.
How many people come to you and they're actually concerned about how they look in it?
I get that every so often. I really do. It's the good thing is it's died down for a while now, which is actually it's kind of funny that you mention that. But I just had a rant about this the other day on Instagram Live. You know, on my Instagram feed, and I was on a full blown rant about how we teachers, instructors, trainers, whoever, have failed the industry and the students over the years. And it got some pretty interesting responses.
I want to find, do you mind answering questions about that in the next segment? This one's going to end here shortly, and I don't want to have to interrupt you. The reason I ask that is because when I was in the service, we did not have plate carriers issued to us. So the first time I got a hold of a plate carrier, and I'm looking at it, and I have this really long torso. Even when I'm in good shape, I have a long torso. So a plate carrier, a normal-sized plate carrier, looks like Flavor Flav's big clock on his chest. Mm-hmm. That's the way the plate carrier looks on me. And I used to be concerned with how that looked until I realized that if I was in a firefight, I couldn't care less how it looked. I'm just going to hope that anything that gets shot my way hits those plates. And the plates are there to cover the kill box, as my partner JT tells me. In the military, they don't worry about that kind of stuff either, do they? They take what they're issued and they run it and go, right?
Yeah, most of the guys are sized. You know, there's a couple of variables, obviously, in the sizes of plates and plate carriers and that. But no, it's just, he's got to fit, it's got to work, they got to go.
That's interesting what you say, though. I'm going to be interested to hear those answers to that. Now, is any of your training in California, is that going to be the kind where you can't take pictures of your students, or is that going to be just
Nope. It's going to be a good open enrollment class, good mix of citizens and LE. So,
what do you think with your training when you train with law enforcement? How does law enforcement view citizens who go out there and take this kind of training, do they see that favorably?
Most of the ones that I run into and I deal with absolutely do.
I wouldn't be surprised about that. I would not be surprised about that. Now, I've got I've got a very tough question for you, but I know of an instance where this sort of occurred here recently with the Parkland issue, and I just want to get your take on it. But real quick, let me do a little stuff about Sentinel Concepts. Or about you, anyway. Steve's been featured in SWAT Magazine, Recoil Magazine, Breach Bang Clear. He's written for both SWAT Magazine and Surefire Combat Tactics. And he's a product designer are you still doing that for Sneaky Bags? I know you are for Tough.
I'm doing a lot of designs with Tough. I'm doing a lot of stuff, consulting side in the rest of the industry as well.
And he also does a lot of product development with Nighthawk, which is my favorite stuff that he does. We'll be right back. Yeah. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer can only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And we are talking to the chief instructor from Sentinel Concepts, the owner, operator, the man, the Yeti, Steve Fisher. Now, before I forget, do you want to share with us how you think the training industry is failing people or is failing their students, or is that something you'd rather not go into?
You know, it pretty much comes down to this, basically. It's like, this is more of an internal struggle for a lot of guys to look at, especially right. When they go to take training or they go to do whatever. But it really breaks down to this. What do they need? What do they think they want versus what they need? And what are we prepared to give them and teach them as an instructor to the student?
Right.
Over the years, there has been a failure in the training community with a lot of students, mainly because a lot of those are seeking out cheap training or, convenient training. I'll call it convenient. And they're not really certain or sure of where they should be going or what they should be doing because they really don't have an idea. And that's kind of why they come to training classes.
Right.
Us as a whole, as the community of instructors, teachers, trainers, have to revisit and look at really what are we giving students? Are we giving them a good time? Are we trying to be their buddies or best friends and make them just feel this whole experience? Or are we really, what we really should be doing is giving them what they're paying for and what we know they need versus what they want. And over the years, that has failed. There was a big disconnect somewhere in the, you know, mid to late 2000s. I would say mid 2000s, realistically, with, you know, the amount of parroters that came on board, or, you know, a lot of the Instagram stuff, social media, a lot of that changed it, and it developed an entire new breed. It actually fostered it.
Right.
So
the flash came around, huh?
Yeah, the flash came around, it did, but there was just a big disconnect, a big failure that I saw. I was having this conversation. What brought this, what spurred this on was, you know, during these 12-hour drives, you know, you're talking with buddies and friends, and, you know, there's a guy that I respect, AJ Zito, with out of Arizona here. He's a good buddy of mine in Practical Performance. His company, he's a hell of a 1911 builder. Wow, can I try to build a 1911? Mm-hmm. And he's a great competitive shooter. But we had this long discussion about this, and it was one of those moments that I was like, yeah, I need to lay some stuff down on this online. And I did. And I put it out there. Love it or hate it, it's fact, and it was truthful. So.
Well, I guess in a way you have to walk a tightrope, don't you? I mean, you do to a certain extent if you want to stay in business, though, right? I mean, you're asking people to, you know, like the military guys, they go out there and, you know, if it starts raining, they're like, well, I've done this before. I didn't want to again, but I guess I'll put on my poncho. And they just go ahead and train. But with people that have never been exposed to that kind of mindset, that's where you have to actually walk the tightrope.
Sure, sure. There's times for that. But, you know, if the students understand what they're prepared for, everybody has rain gear. If they don't have rain gear, buy some.
Right, yeah.
You know,
yeah, that's raining is not a cause to not shoot. As a matter of fact, shooting in the rain is a enlightening experience, isn't it?
You're just wet. Get over it.
It's one of those things where if you can learn to shoot in misery, you can definitely you can do all kinds of damage in optimal conditions. So.
Yeah. There's a time it is detrimental, you know, especially like in a beginner's class. But you know that can always be mitigated. So there's ways to handle those things.
Let's spend a few minutes real quick with the Agent 2, which I know that you were you and Tatiana have a couple of you have a very unique perspective on it because you're both assets and you both are developers of a sort with Nighthawk.
Mm-hmm.
So when you guys are looking at these guns and everything, when I saw the Agent 1, I could tell that it was a it had been worked by a little bit by agency, but now the Agent 2 is clearly a hybrid type of gun, and it's a different type of gun. So when you guys were looking at developing the Agent 2, what was your goal when you decided to sit down and do the second rendition?
You know, a lot of that, truthfully, I mean, there was input, obviously, but a lot of that credit goes to the crew at Nighthawk and agency, you know, obviously a ton. I mean, they obviously asked for our thoughts on things, as long as with all the other assets involved. But my whole focus, and I'm sure theirs was at the time, was to blend old and new. You know, let's take the muscle car, you know, the 1900s. Let's take that muscle car and let's bring it in today's world. And let's bring in a different demographic who is so used to seeing, you know, chopped up polymer guns. Well, let's give them the metal gun cut up. Let's give them that gun. Let's give them the classic. And let's bring it to today's age, which we did. It was phenomenal.
One thing I noticed is that I think Zev has teamed up with somebody. And before, everybody was like, well, why would you do that with a 1911?
Mm-hmm.
And since Agent 1 sold out in like 5 minutes, as soon as they said there was only 50 of those, and they sold out in like 5 minutes, and now the Agent 2 is going to be a production gun. Now I'm seeing some copycats come out. Have you seen those?
I lost you for a second there, Bill. Sorry.
I was asking you if you've seen the copycats coming out, like some of the ones I've seen out there that are trying to
make
the...
Yeah, they're not even close. I mean, there's some quality guns out there. There's some quality builders out there. You know, that's, you know, one of the most sincerest forms of flattery, obviously. But they don't even come close.
That Agent 2, when I picked it up out there on the range, I was glad the gun was as good as it was because there was a whole bunch of people that were watching me shoot, and the gun actually felt like I had owned it for a long time. It ran extremely well, straight off the table.
That gun is amazing. It literally will make a good shooter look great, and a marginal shooter look good. I mean, it really does. I mean, you can't deny the ergonomics and the trigger and the inherent accuracy of a 1911. You just can't. And you team it up with those guys, and you just make it that much more better, and it just becomes an amazing machine.
What do you think of the transition? A lot of people have taken the 1911 and taken it to 9mm now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think of that?
You know, logical. I mean, it's been around for a while, just not as prevalent until recent years. You know, I take that with the whole thing that, you know, most guys have a good supply of 9mm in for their other guns, so why not turn it into that? You know, I've had 1911s and 9mm for quite a while. You know, natural transition between, you know, 38 Super, 45s, and some of the calibers out, but it's, you know, just a natural progression of things. It's been around for a long time. It just wasn't as, I guess, mainstream because, you know, the purists are still 45.
Right.
It's got to be a 45, which is fine. God knows I love my 45 1911s. But the 9mm one is just so much better.
Yeah.
Just so much better in just pure shootability and, you know, inexpensive, quote-unquote, training and ammo-wise, and it's just a great gun.
So it appears you're headed to Escondido, California, to teach essential handgun employment and essential carbine employment.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose those classes are already full, and they're just waiting on you to get there.
Yep, they are packed up.
I'm going to presume that at Sensible Concepts, if you have an upcoming class, they can go there and figure out when you're going to be there and find out those empty spaces, if there are any.
Yeah, there's so SentinelConcepts.com. You can find it on Facebook, find it on, you know, the standard search engines, and on Instagram.
There you go. Coming up on the last break of the hour, my guest is Steve Fisher, the Yeti, headed to California. Okay, I know he's going to be good to go. I don't know if I'd be good to go. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is the last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. My guest is Steve Fisher. If you don't know who Steve Fisher is, well, given his height, I don't understand what's going on with you. But anyway, it's a height thing. Every time I walk up on Steve, I'm my neck hurts after I talk to him for a little bit. Anyway, just a tall glass of water you are there, young fellow. I got a question for you as a trainer and people, as somebody who deals with law enforcement. I'm asking this of everybody, and I don't know what the right answer is. What do you think about the law enforcement response in Parkland right now? That the apparent one. We don't know all the stories. We don't know the whole story yet. Let's just take on its face that it is true, and for whatever reason, they didn't go in.
I hope they sleep well knowing that people died because of their inaction.
Right.
You know, it's not a healthy thing for me to even imagine it.
Right.
I can't wrap it around my head. It's outrageous. It's unacceptable. And it falls in lies not only with the officers involved, but the administration.
Now, see,
their administration.
Yeah, there was an instance though, a guy that you may or may not know, and I'm not going to use his name yet because he hasn't given me permission. But there's a guy out there who does a lot of training. He works with a lot of gun companies. He is as spun up as any typical civilian would be, who is trained intensely. I would consider him to be capable, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his daughters were in that school when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now, me sitting here thinking about this, my kids are grown, so they're not going to be in that school, but I do have grandkids. If I'm looking at this situation and I'm watching these cops and I'm hearing these gunshots going off and these cops are in a hold position, what should I mean, I want to go in there. So what do you think the answer to? I mean, I'm sure that I would not be allowed to go in there. I don't know what God help them if that's what they try to do, because I'm not going to fight them, But they better get up and saddle up and go in there. But what do you think about the idea of, like, I mean, they call this kind of a shooting an exigency where they have to go in there whether there's one or 100. So if there's one and he's going in there, you know it's easier to clear a building with two. Should somebody like a trained person like me go up to that police officer and say, do you want some help, son?
That would probably be, you know, logically that would be an awesome thing to do, but, you know, that's not going to happen. And, you know, people will spin this however they want. Obviously, we've seen it. It still falls back on the training that the officers are given. That comes down to administration. That comes down to the training guys. That comes down to the officers' mindset, abilities, and just overall, it still lies on them in the end of things. You know, I avoid a lot of the political stuff, but it's so flooded around. And my biggest take in this whole thing is this: while everybody wants to point fingers at the guns, they need to point fingers at themselves, their own failures, the failures in family, the failures in the mental health system, the failures in the school, the failures in law enforcement on this one at this particular time that people are saying. But it really comes down to us as a whole. Again, it really, you know, nobody gets this outraged when it's a drunk driver. Nobody gets this outraged when it's, you know, something else that's just a delivery system, be it a vehicle, be it a car, be it, you know, a knife, a gun, a baseball bat, whatever it is. It's always the person until it becomes a gun. And then it becomes the gun's fault. This is nothing new in history.
Well, it's
nothing new.
When you were young, when you were in school and when I was in school, we didn't have this happening, though, not with this sort of regularity. They had these things happening, but not nearly as prevalent as it is today. And for somebody who actually, the thing that all I keep coming back to, I understand the capability of the AR-15. I have a few of them. I run a few of them, you know, and I've had some very, very, very nice ones. But I don't understand why this is the gun they keep going to, except for the fact that the media plays it up an awful lot.
The media does play it up a lot. You know, a lot of them are relatively inexpensive enough now. You know, it doesn't take much as far as cost goes. You know, you can find them for $500-$600. But it still comes down to this. That gun has been in circulation for over 60 years. Why is it just happening now? Yeah. So what has changed? What has changed in those 60 years that the M4 AR-15 family has been around, the Armalite rifle, not assault rifle, not automatic rifle?
Right.
What has changed in our society in those last 60 years? And I'll tell you what it is. It's the family structure. It's the breakdown of the mental health system. It's a breakdown of the school system. It's video games that desensitize people to killing, especially children. But ultimately, it comes down to the family unit as a whole, right, and the rest of society and how they've allowed this to happen and continue to allow it to happen based on those things. Family unit, mental health. That's where it lies.
I don't disagree with you. The only thing, I mean, the fact that you had described a program where you developed an intel stream.
Mm-hmm.
And where you monitored the intel stream and where you updated the intel stream, which is what every school should be doing. Every school district should be doing this. And when did you do that? In what time frame were we talking? Was this in 2000, 2010 forward? When was this?
This was in the mid-2000s, early 2000s.
Yeah. So this was before all of this stuff became prevalent and you were doing that then. So, I mean, it's really been in the last... Since 1999, we've had 25 or 28 of these types of shootings.
Yes.
So there has been an acceleration since that time. In all of that time, including Parkland, there's been 98 fatalities.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Parkland was 17 and Virginia Tech was 32. So that tells you that, you know, and then you know how many's happened in Sandy Hook. So the rest of them, not so much so, but, this is something that is accelerated in the modern 21st century. So I think you're bang on with that one. Do you think when something like this happens and they come out of the cracks and everything, does the tactical community pay attention to this?
Yes, heavily.
Because I know many of you are loath to get into politics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, politics is just, it is what it is. You know, it's the nature of the beast. But
right.
It's there. We see it. And this one is very real. I mean, you know, there's certain breaking points that everybody has. And then this one is very real. It's going to stick. We've got a hell of a fight on our hands.
Are you still there? Did we lose Camo?
Nope, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here. So, people.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. So, yeah, but no, people, especially on, you know, the bright side of the house, hunters, sportsmen, target shooters, competitive shooters, all better take notice.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see anything come out of this, really. There's a lot of anger and a lot of noise. They don't have the things in place to actually move that gauge right now. The thing that is shocking me most about it is they have abandoned all pretense about, well, I'm with the Second Amendment, but, which is normally their thing, mm-hmm. they want to ban everything that's semi-automatic.
Yes.
Which is most everything that you and I use. And
mm-hmm.
So I hope the tactical community pays attention, because they're definitely paying attention to you guys.
Oh, yeah, absolutely are.
So, anyway, I'm going to let, Steve is headed. He's headed to Escondido. He's in Arizona right now, going to go teach a couple of classes. And then will you be teaching classes on the way back?
No, I've got a couple of stops to make on behalf of my consulting job stuff with some companies. So I get home for about a week and a half, and then I'm back on it again. So.
There you go. A Rolling Stone gathers no moss, right, Steve? There you go.
Absolutely.
Anyway, thank you very much for joining me. We'll have to talk about California, what you found when you get back. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Back again tomorrow, 21 hours from now. Believe this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.